Hello everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Problems of a Teenager, where we bring teens from across the world to talk about their problems and how they got through it. Hi, and welcome to the first episode of Problems of a Teenager. Sadly, our co-host Alexandria couldn't be here today because this is such a very strong topic for her, so I'm going to be taking her place and reading her story. Today, we're going to be talking about suicide. Suicide is one of the most common deaths of teens, and according to AmericaTeensRankings.org, teenagers from the age of 13 to 19 commit suicide almost 6,000 times out of the year. Now, with that being said, the question of the day is how to prevent suicide. And yes, I know people have written books on this, people have done studies on this, but you know, really, people haven't gotten to the answer of how not to commit suicide. And people, you know, usually say, just don't do it because it's dumb. But the thing is, you have to think about what they went through at that time. So let's skip that part until the end of the story. So with that being said, these are a few words for a person who almost committed suicide but stopped. The day that I almost committed suicide was the worst day of my life. I didn't talk to anyone or haven't even picked up my phone that day. All I could have thought about is how the world would be better off without me. But then I seen a photo of me and my little brother. And once I seen that photo, I thought of something my mother used to tell me before she died. Yes, his mother died. If I'm ever gone, make sure you protect your brother as I protected you, she said. So then I took a deep breath. I called my little brother because he was at his friend's house and said, I'll always be here for you. Then hung up. He was very worried at that time. He actually called the police. And I told them everything that happened. So then I hung up the phone after that, and I prayed for me and my little brother. And that was the day I almost committed suicide. Now, that's a very short story because we really don't have that much time, but 10 minutes. So let's get down to that topic, suicide. It is a lot of things in this world that, you know, that will make you think about committing suicide. It's a lot of things that will make you commit suicide. For example, bullying, depression, anxiety, a lot of things. You could be going through a bad day and someone just make it really, 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 really worse. So I think, in my opinion, someone can push you hard enough for you to commit suicide. Yes, it had to be very, very, very hard, because that is that's something you really can't make yourself do unless pushed like really hard. So let's just stop and think about that for a second. What will make you commit suicide? Leave that in the comments. What will make you commit suicide? Because I know a lot of things that can make can make you commit suicide in so many different ways. Online, you know, in virtual presence, and I just can't stress enough about the topic. So let's think. Parents, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm definitely not saying that at all, because you pay the bills. You got to go to work. If you're in school, you got to go to school. You're in college. You're trying to make a life for your family and make sure they grow up with something in their pockets. And if you ever pass away, they don't have to worry about the funeral arrangements. You want something like that. You want to make sure your kids don't have anything to worry about as long as they're kids. You want your kids to be kids while they still can. And yes, I cannot stress enough about that, how right you are. But the thing is, you have to know when something is wrong with your kid. It's something called mother intuition or father's intuition, however you want to say it, that, you know, she automatically tells you, something is wrong with my kid. How can I solve that? Well, let me tell you this. You talk to your child. You spend moments and moments or minutes and hours or seconds or however long you want to do it. But make sure you sit there and talk to your child about, you know, what happened in their day. Do not go into their privacy. Do not get into their phones while they're not looking. Do not do that. You want me to tell you why? Because that make us grow up and think that you cannot trust us enough to handle our own business in our own privacy. And yes, we know you mostly pay your child's phone bills, and I understand that. I really, really, really do understand that, but I can't stress enough, if a person cannot trust me, because trust is a big thing for me. You know, I have this saying, if there's no trust, there's no relationship. See, it worked both ways. If I can't trust you, then you can't trust me. Like, you get it? If you get what I'm saying, make sure you leave comments down below and say that you get what I'm saying. If you don't, I'll, you know, talk about it some more in the next episode. Let's just say trust is a big issue for me and for everyone else. So, let's get to the other topic. Let's go back to the topic. Okay, mothers. I know the first thing that runs through your mind when your child commits suicide. I'm not a mother, but I know what y'all are thinking. Is it my fault? Is it my fault? And no, it's not your fault. And like, it's not your fault because you have work, you have school, and you probably have other bills that you need to pay. You can't focus on your child enough, but you, like I said before, you have to take time out your day to focus on your child and not just your life. Do not be like selfish. Okay, we understand that you do very, very hard things to provide for you and your family, but still, do not be selfish. Make sure you spend your time with your family as long as you live, because you don't know when you could die. You can die tomorrow, you can die tonight, you can die right now while you listen to this podcast. No one ever knows. That's why you need to spend time with your family and appreciate what you have now. I know I definitely appreciate everything that my mom does to me, because she does a lot. Okay, I just can't stress that enough. Yes, I may do complain sometimes. All kids may complain sometimes, but it's just because they're kids and they don't understand what parents have to go through every single day to provide for themselves and y'all. But off that topic for a second, let's go back to suicide. Okay, teens. If you ever think about committing suicide, let's just say this. Call 1-800-273-8225. No, I'm sorry. 1-800-273-8255. Excuse me. Make sure you call that number. If you can't trust those people on the other side of that phone, you think for a second. You think why you shouldn't commit suicide, but you have to think about your loved ones. How selfish would that be for you to commit suicide? That would be very selfish, because your parents, your friends, your siblings, they would miss you. They would miss you, and they would not like have anything else to do with themselves. But think about you. You have to understand, you're a child. You're a freaking child, and you're thinking about committing suicide. That can't be selfish enough. But I'm just saying, but make sure you think before you act. I know everyone says this, and I know it's kind of annoying that I'm saying it too, because I'm a teen and I understand what y'all going through, but still, make sure you think before you act. I know it's hard to do for you because we're kids, but you know, I still can't stress this enough that we don't do it, because I know I definitely don't do it at certain points of time, but you have to make sure that you do that. Back to you, parents. Your child is the biggest priority in your life. That's the thing you have to look out for more than anything. So do not get on your kids about, like, if they come and tell you something, don't get mad that they're, like, just telling you now. If they've been, like, if something been happened, then, yeah, get mad. I understand your anger. But if your child has enough courage to tell you something and not hiding it, then that's the biggest accomplishment a parent can make. If your kid not scared to tell you something, then bam, that is amazing. That means you have trust with your child. If you don't have trust with your child, then I don't know what to say about you. That means you're a bad parent. I know I'm a teen, I can't call you a bad parent. But, I mean, if it's on paper, if you see it, if I see it, if your son see it or your daughter see it, then you're a freaking bad parent. And I can't say that more than anything, but you're a bad parent. Talk to your child. If you don't have enough time to do that, then you don't need a freaking child. You don't need someone else in your life that you have to take care of. You can't take care of your own self. If you want to take counseling lessons, then do that. But make sure your child comes first, even before your own needs, because that is what a true parent does. Parents, if you have any questions or comments, leave them down below, okay? Because, like I said before, if you need anything, if you want to know what your team thinking, you ask me, because y'all say, oh, I have been a team before, I know what you're thinking. Listen, yeah, you have been a teen before, probably 1970, 1980 something. Yeah, that's cool, but guess what time it is? It is 2020. so much global pandemics is going on right now, and I just can't stress that enough, that you think you're on the same level as your team. Maybe you're not. You're definitely not. Like I said before, times have changed. It's more online bullying and cyberbullying, then you don't know what's going on in your child's life if you don't ask them. Okay? And make sure you do that. Make sure you take the time out of your day to do that. With that being said, teams, parents, connect. Like I said before, in the past, like 5 minutes ago, Sora, you don't know when you're going to die. That's what you need to think about every single day in the morning. Appreciate what you have. Don't take advantage of it unless it's a big opportunity. Don't take advantage of it because you don't know what you're going to have the next day. Thank your parents for what they're giving you. You don't have to pay any bills. You don't have to work. Thank your parents. Take time of your day to thank your parents. And parents, take time of your day to make sure your kids are okay. Because I see a lot of parents who don't do that. I'm not talking about any of my family because they put their needs before their child's. I know everyone in my family does that. But I see some other families that don't do that. And I'm not going to call them out because that's rude and unrespectful. But parents, make sure you do that. Teens, make sure you do that. And thank you. But sadly, that's all the time we have. I'm really not supposed to be talking this long. It's supposed to be 10 minutes. But sadly, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the first episode of Problems of a Teenager. Make sure you download all my podcasts on Spotify, Breaker Radio Public, and Pocket Cast for more episodes of Problems of a Teenager. If you ever think of committing suicide, make sure you call the suicide hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Thank you, and see you next week. Hi, and thanks for watching this episode of Problems of a Teenager. Make sure you download our other podcasts or our other episodes on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast for more episodes of Problems of a Teenager. If you ever think about committing suicide before, make sure you call the suicide hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Thank you for watching this episode, and see you next week.